So Brother Ed also mentioned, when we prophesy, we really need to prophesy in spirit. Right? So that means our soul need to be transformed. We need to go through the salvation of our soul so that we really speak for the building up. We're not speaking out of ourselves, in speaking in tongue, or we speak out of our natural being or our natural concept, even we say we are prophesied. So both need to be in spirit, but also need to go through the salvation of our soul. Praise the Lord. Among us, we practice prophesying in the church, either in the small group meeting, in home meeting, in the big district meeting, or when you fellowship with others. We all need to be in the spirit. We all need to speak for God, to bring God out. That's really the meaning of this prophesying. That's how the church can be built up.
Dear Benedict, I really enjoy.
You want to go? Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. Lord Jesus, I really enjoyed this week, the 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he whose prophecy be building up and encouragement and consolation to man. I really enjoyed this word. And then recently, I just reading a book from the ministry. It tells us about this one. It's very precious. He said, when we let God enter into us to be our life and nature and even our being, we are joined to him as one. And this is the meaning of being Christian. So every Christian should know that God desires man to gain him. So the purpose for prophesying is also for not only for ourselves to gain more God, but it's also encouraging all the brothers and sisters to gain more of God. And also what means prophesying, I really enjoy the footnote from the 1 John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And footnote 1:2, the Word is the definition, explanation, and expression of God. Hence, it is God defined, explained, and expressed. So that's why we need to prophesy in order that all of us will be able to know God has been defined, God has been explained, and God even been expressed. Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoyed, we have this spiritual gift, and also by developing this spiritual gift, we should also, like Brother mentioned, Psalm 41, we should be at the heart, pant after the stream of water. So my soul pant for you, O God, because from our personal individual pant for God, then we'll be in love, since we have this enjoyment, this experiencing of God in an all-inclusive way. Then our entire being will be expanded and will be enlarged to care for all the members, for their enjoyment, for their experiencing of God. And then the more we prophesy, then the more we'll be able to enjoy, the more we'll be experiencing, the more we will even gain more of God. Then we'll have more generous satisfaction. And not only that, in a negative way, we can defeat the enemy. We can send him in our daily living. So praise the Lord, we have this spiritual gift that we can prophesy to speak for the Lord and speak for the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to mention, first of all, this is a real treat for me because I'm sitting here listening to a lot of speaking, and I wasn't expecting Brother James to speak this morning. And Brother James, even though he said this is a kind of last minute thing, I felt I was benefited greatly. Okay, but before I get there, I want to make mention about people who are doing works in the church, found their little niche. First of all, did you know the piano was tuned by Brother Michael? Okay, and did you know that there's a wire cover over here, Brother Paul Olson had made it flat so nobody would trip over. Those are the little niches. Everybody's putting their, you know, talent, or I don't know how you describe it. They find little niches. So when God said, you know, the body, every member's included, and he meant it. So what we need to do is find our relevancy, all of us. Okay, that I really enjoy. Okay, now, the part I enjoy, it's been a feeling for a long time, is when we get up here, when we fellowship, when we, whatever you call it, testifying or prophesying, you know, those instruments that was mentioned, they're in harmony. You know, even though they have different song, they're in harmony. So whatever's shared, we need to have that harmony. You know, when you get up here, you share whatever's shared, okay? I think that will be beneficial to the whole body, okay? Can you just imagine a band and everybody's playing and this one violin is out of tune? You know, it kind of was not harmonized, all right? Second thing I enjoy is speaking is not just speaking to me, mind you, I can't put all those words. My point is, unless you are in touch with the Lord, unless you are in sync with the Lord, your speaking will not benefit anybody. Because what you're speaking is speaking forth God. So when people hear you speaking, you know, there is an echo inside. There's a big amen. I know we didn't go to those verses. There's a big amen inside. So even though we're not speaking in tongue, I am not, I know, okay, so to speak. But I am speaking, I wish my speaking or anybody get on the podium or speak to the mic was speaking such a way that all the audience can echo a big amen. And that is experiential. It's not just empty words. You know, for the Lord, you know, to go on in us, we need to not just repeat the words that we already heard, not just study the words that we already heard, but we need to allow the Lord to, through those words, move us on. Allow the word, the Lord to move us toward that kind of living. And that will be the building up for the body. Now going back to the brother who tuned the piano, who fixed the carpet, you know, so nobody would trip over, and many other things our brother Dick does, you know, oh Lord Jesus, that warms my heart, you know, because church is not physical, correct, but there are many physical things in the church where you can find your niches, you know, you can find that you do. The garbage, you know, if you come on Monday, a lot of us park here. I noticed that. They go, they park the car here and they go to the subway, right? If you see a garbage can that belongs to the church or is flying in the wind, what do? You pick it up, you put it in. So you waste 2 minutes of your time. You know, those are practical things, but those are things are not something you can write in a manual, say, you do this, you do that. Monday you do this, Tuesday you do that. Those are the things that God speaks to us, and our actions speak louder. Now, if somebody saw it, if a neighbor saw this, they say, wow, you know, those members, they really, their heart are for the church, right? If a saint passing by see what you're doing, they either get condemned and say, oh, I didn't help them, or they will, you know, be encouraged, oh, somebody else is also doing things for the Lord. And this is, I don't know how, what language I'm speaking, but I do know when we get up to speak, we need to be in touch with the Lord so whatever we experience can be beneficial to the body.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be in touch with the Lord for the building up of the body. Oh, Lord. So I really have to admit, I feel I'm guilty of considering tongue speaking like belittling it or seemingly like making it negative in my mind. And maybe I didn't say anything to anyone particular. I was never really asked about it. And now I know I feel a little bit more equipped if in case I do get asked. But I just thank the Lord that, you know, for a balancing word. I always appreciate balancing words because I tend to be one extreme to the next, and then the Lord comes in to always balance me. But I just appreciate that this is all really for the building up of the body. And whenever the Lord does give us something, it's not for our own, in a sense, like to exhibit to others what we've gained, what we have, our knowledge, even in our experience. Like one hymn says, it's not our boast. I appreciate that everything that we go through is for the building up of the body. You know, Paul was very burdened for this matter, that I think he spoke 18 times on the building up of the body in these few chapters. And I just appreciate something that I enjoyed on a weekday meeting about, you know, this is not exactly hitting the mark on the same topic, but in reality, Brother Watchman Nee, like, this brother really suffered a lot, and all his sufferings really produced something that the Lord can use, like the ground of oneness. And I was appreciating, like, he really saw the vision, like he suffered. I've heard about his sufferings and I've appreciated, but there was this one book that we were going over that I said, Lord, this brother really suffered with a goal. It wasn't just a vain kind of, oh, woe is me experience, but his suffering really produced the churches. And whatever the Lord, you know, like, it says that to each one has been given a certain measure of faith, and all of this is for the body. It's not that we exalt any member, but we just, you know, I just say, Lord, I want to be one who's really absolute for the body. You know, like, we go, even when we get up to share, like, our experiences could be summarized in some few words. And even our sharing, it could bring consolation and comfort to the saints and encouragement. But I enjoy also hearing on this one occasion, when we do share, when we, you know, we get up to share, sometimes we can save a saint from going through years of kind of dealings, you know, that whatever we received of the Lord, we just dispensed to the saints. It would minister life, and, you know, somehow they would be edified and built up with that. You know, there are times, I will confess, there are times that I feel like sometimes my sharing has been off the mark. But thank the Lord for this, for the speaking and just coming to the Lord again. I don't want to be in that, you know, I don't want to say in the class, but, like, I don't want to be in the principle of, in a sense, tongue speaking for myself, you know. But may it all be for the building up of the body, so that the Lord will gain what he's after in each one of us, that as we come together and share what we've enjoyed, it would be with this goal in view. Praise the Lord for the speaking this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the speaking. I appreciate seeing 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 14 from the angle of speaking, or with the lens of speaking. You know, in chapter 12, there's some nonsensical speaking from some members. For example, the foot said, I am not the eye, so I am not a member. That's a nonsensical speaking. In the past, I would kind of just dismiss, oh, that's nonsensical. But I appreciate that that is actually a cry from a member trying to find their relevance in the body, trying to find their place in the body. So when we kind of hear we heard a lot of speaking like that. I'm not like brother so-and-so, so I, you know, I'm not that useful in the body. We have to help one another to see that we are members of the body. And in chapter 13, it's a chapter on love, and many take it as a definition of love. But it's not a love of romance. It's a love for the building up of the body of Christ. And it's very much related to our speaking. We speak a lot in the meeting. We speak a lot to one another. But we need to realize that needs to come out of love. A love for the other members, to build up the members of the body of Christ. And in chapter 14, this chapter has a lot to do with speaking, right? The two kinds of speakings, the tongue speaking and the prophesying in the meetings. And while both are positive, but the kind of speaking that are being practiced expose whether we're just self-centered or trying to exalt things that we know, when we're speaking to others, or are we really considering what we're speaking will build up the others? So I was really touched with this point that both are positive. We can't say one is bad, one is not one is good. Both are positive. But is our speaking just building up ourselves, or is our speaking build up the other members? I think that's a spirit we have to check whenever we're speaking, either publicly or as we're speaking to the others. Are you just speaking to build up yourself, or is your speaking really building up the others to build up the church?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed a few things. You know, in Matthew 16:18, the Lord said, I will build my church. But in this chapter, it says, seek that you may excel for the building up of the church. You know? I've heard Matthew 16:18 quoted as though the Lord is the only one that is building the church, right? But we have a part in building, so praise the Lord. He's building, and we also should excel. We should seek to excel for the building up of the church. And, you know, this this one, this verse 5, greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, that the church may receive building up. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say this is the answer to the question, but one of the brothers that I have fellowship with a lot was mentioning how we didn't really spend that much time on 1 Corinthians 13:13. You know, now there abide faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. But anyways, I just noticed this verse also says is something about what is great. What is great in God's eyes, right? What is great in God's eyes is something that builds up the church. Something, anyway, so I don't consider this an answer to 1 Corinthians 13:13, but at least a little comment. let me see. Yeah, I was touching this chapter. It says we can pray with our spirit, and we can pray with our mind. But we can pray with our spirit, we can sing with our spirit, we can bless with our spirit, we can speak with our spirit. But we also should pray with our mind, we should sing with our mind, and we should speak with our mind, and we should bless with our mind. So, you know, I think maybe the Corinthians were coming at it from the point of view of the spirit, right? And I think our brothers and sisters in the charismatic and Pentecostal groups, you know, they may be sort of coming at it from the aspect of the spirit, right? But we come at the same thing from the aspect of the mind. You actually, some from the more of the fundamental side of Christianity, they may be more with the mind without the spirit. So but anyways, praise the Lord, we can have with the mind and with the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the way it should be, right? With the mind and with the spirit. Amen. And then last but not least, I was touched with this verse, unless you give with the tongue a word easy to understand. You know, this word easy to understand is a Greek word. It's eusemnos. So it's eu is for, means good. And semnos is the word for sign, you know. I was touched. You know, it says the definition of this word, one of the definitions of this word, we should speak something that is significant. You know, and brothers and sisters, we are speaking something that is significant here, you know. Whenever we speak forth God, you know, whenever and however, I mean, that is something significant, you know. It's significant to the people around us. It's significant to the saints. It's significant to ourselves and to our family. It's just very significant, right? But this, it also should, you know, this is, I think where love comes in, it should be significant, but also easy to understand. So, I don't know, sometimes it's easy to speak something significant, but not that easy to understand, maybe. But the real significance should be spoken in a way that's easy to understand, too. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The church is not an amputee. We have all the members, and all the members are needed. And not everybody does the same thing, but you shouldn't want to all do the same thing because every member does something a little different. I appreciate the Word of God. And before we came to these three chapters, I always had a negative impression of the word phileo and a positive one of agape. And I thought, Philea, well, that's kind of nice, but it's not really, it's really not as good as agape. And then I had a negative impression of tongues, because many times I heard speaking that was kind of putting tongues down and making fun and things. But I'm glad that we have the Word of God, and we have someone who will point us to an accurate reading to see. You see, because the Word of God gives us God's opinion of things, right? So if we really want to know what makes God happy or what God thinks about, then we need to read the Word. And I'm so glad that, you know, tongues are not negative, because it's speaking to the Lord personally, right? But I appreciate prophesying. As you get into the Word, you enjoy the Word, you experience the Word, and then you share something that will benefit the others. I was really touched with the importance of this, because Brother James brought out the point about the brethren, that they didn't do this. And they didn't have the proper prophesying, and because of that, they lost their impact, and they could not hold on to and benefit from all of the truth that they uncovered. Praise the Lord. We can experience the Word, and we can share with others something that will build them up and something that will encourage them.
Amen. Amen. The real prophesying is to speak forth God to people. Our speaking is for the body of Christ. Tongue speaking and prophesying should all be for the building up of the body of Christ. When we touch our spirit, life should spread from our speaking to our soul. You know, the aspect of tongue speaking was mentioned. And this is something that should not be criticized or condemned, because you saw it was done in the book of Acts, and also it's mentioned in Corinthians. And you see, and God is a wise God, because He give every of us, you know, all of us, you know, different gifts. And because, you know, tongue speaking, as the brother had explained, is something, that once it's done in spirit, you know, Christ will understand. And he also mentioned two other aspects of prophesying. And one that, you know, that really struck me is our speaking is for the body of Christ. You know, our speaking should not be self-centered, because it mentioned that Christ hates a proud heart. We should not be, you know, speaking for Christ to build up myself. You know, it all should be for the body. You know, and our main objective here is for the body. Amen.
Okay, we'll close the meeting now, and just a reminder, we'll be back here Saturday night.